Good morning, and my name's Charlie Newcomb. I'm the Minister of Christchurch Huntingdon, which meets at St Peter's School, and it's lovely to share this thought for the day with you on this chilly morning. I've got three stories for you, all of which have a common theme. Story number one. The date is 1994. The location is Costa Rica in Central America, and I had just had the privilege to help with a building project in neighbouring Nicaragua with a team of others from the UK. And the time had come, after a six-month trip, to fly home and begin a new chapter of my life beyond this chapter of travelling. And so it was a kind of a new start. And I'll never forget, on that last day of my travels, looking out from the complex where we were staying in the city of San Jose, as the sun rose up, and it was a beautiful day, a bit like this morning. The sky turned amazing colours as the darkness turned to light, as the sun came up, and as the day dawned. It was a new day, a new dawn. Story number two. The date is 732 BC, over 2,500 years ago, and the place is Jerusalem in the Middle East, and it's a time of darkness, perhaps a darkness that we can relate to. There's darkness in the neighbourhood, fighting, drinking, bullying. There's darkness in religion as people turn to superstition and contacting the dead rather than listening to God in the Bible. And there's darkness in the political realm as the leaders take foolish decisions and put their trust in neighbouring superpowers rather than in the God who loves them and gives them so much. But then out of the blue, in the darkness, a voice speaks a message of hope. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. It's God speaking through his prophet Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, for to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. Story number three. The place is the same, Jerusalem, but the date is around 33 AD, and the crowd swarms into the temple for the feast, which involves singing, dancing, music, a time of national celebration for a great past rescue. Four huge golden lamps are lit, which would have lit up the whole city against the dark night sky. And then a young man, aged around 33, stands up and says to the crowd, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Well, the religious leaders don't like it, and this young man is soon executed for his claims. And yet, 2,000 years later, millions of people in Nicaragua, in Costa Rica, even in Huntingdon, claim that Jesus Christ brings the light of God's undeserved and amazing love into their lives. It's a new day, it's a new dawn. Dear friend, may I speak to you today if you are walking in darkness? Perhaps it's a bereavement, perhaps it's an addiction, maybe it's a tragedy or a misunderstanding or financial difficulty or just the relentless grind of work in the dark winter months as you have to scrape off the ice from your car. Well, hear these words. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Will you come to Jesus? Will you put your trust in him? He is the light of the world. And he promises that those who follow him will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Thanks for listening.